What's up, guys? Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: overtraining. All right, so I'm continuing on from the Q&As from the members group that we have at Royal Fitness. Now, I'm just going to break them down into individual episodes just so they're easier to find for you guys, basically. So this was a question from Steph and Carly. They both asked about overtraining, and Carly had a part two to overtraining, which was about the benefits of, a 5 to 6 day training split compared to a 3 day training program with just good food. Now, what I will say on overtraining, it's very, very individual. It's very, very, it depends, and it's a very hard question to answer. Now, I do believe overtraining is possible, and I do believe that people who say overtraining isn't possible hasn't overtrained. But what I can tell you guys is that usually overtraining happens more so as an under recovery than from overtraining. Okay, it's your body usually adapts long term to what you throw it at it. That's why there's people who can run fucking 100Ks, like, or they can run a marathon, or they can run, you know, certain distances, or can lift certain weights. It's because they've trained their body past that point, and it comes back getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And over a long period of time, they keep progressing to the point where they become who they are, right? So as we talk about the concept of overtraining, essentially my experiences with overtraining that I've had personally that have messed with me and that I've felt and that I've experienced, because that's all I can really share with you guys, is I've had overtraining in ways of like overuse, chronic like tendonitises. So in my elbows, I had tendonitis that happened to me when I was doing a lot of CrossFit and kickboxing and mixing the two together. I found that was a combo that I just couldn't recover from. That put me on the sidelines for a fair while. Now, I've had a lot of shin splints over the years from running too much, right? And running too much with the wrong footwear, I believe it is now that I'm a bit smarter. It was the footwear, not taking care of my feet, not taking care of my muscles and that sort of stuff. But shin splints is an overuse. I've had like bursitis in my shoulder, and it's coming good now, but it's been this thing that's gone on and off for a long, long time. And that's undiagnosed bursitis, that's self-diagnosed. And I just think it's that. And a few smart people like Riley, the osteo, has said similar things. Like it's got symptoms and signs of some bursitis issues. Now, there's other things that can happen with overtraining that I've felt. Pneumonia. I got pneumonia in year 12 from... It wasn't just overtraining, it was overdoing everything. Exams, drinking, partying, football, training, everything. Just too much, right? I was just going too hard too much. And pneumonia was the thing that threw me on the edge and got me on the sideline to recover from that overtraining, if you put it in like quote-unquote overtraining. That's sort of what happened there. So you can sort of see there's a fair few different examples there that have happened. Now, what I believe that... the best way to look at overtraining is what's causing you to feel those symptoms of overtraining, the symptoms of pain, the symptoms of sickness, symptoms of tiredness, symptoms of fatigue, because there can be a variety of things, right? And again, it's so individual, like I'm talking on a broad spectrum, so it's actually quite hard. But let's look at it like, say somebody's eating well. So diet is a huge thing that people don't think about. If you're eating like a fucking child, you will not recover. You will not lose weight, and there's going to be more inflammation in your body, right? If you're eating like any form of shit and you're putting Coke and stuff into your body, or you're drinking on the weekends or whatever, that's going to cause inflammation in the body, which if you've got joints that have been quote unquote overused or under recovered or whatever, and there's, you know, certain minerals and acids and nutrients and stuff trying to get to these joints to heal them, and you're putting in shit nutrients and shit toxins to make it like to help that healing process, that's going to cause inflammation and itises and issues. All right, so that's something to think about straight up. If you're severely stressed, that will cause massive issues. All right, if you're not sleeping, that can cause massive issues. Now, when I'm in these points, because I go through all of these, right? I go through those things. I eat like a child sometimes. I lack sleep sometimes. I stress a lot. My mind's a thing that's always on. Like anybody who knows me really closely, one day I could be feeling awesome and happy and bubbly and all this sort of stuff. Next day I might be in a complete depression. It's kind of like this weird form of employer entrepreneurial the wave of entrepreneurial experiences that I go through is incredible. And it's very this is a complete side topic, but there's a lot of the symptoms that entrepreneurs have and business people have and people who are driven and forward thinking and stuff like that have are very similar to like how a bipolar person would have. Like it's the reactions in the body are very similar. So you go through waves of depression, then you go through waves of anxiety, and then you go through waves of feeling great, and then you go through waves of thinking the world's going to end and there's somebody trying to kill you, right? Like it's kind of crazy what happens in your brain. But so all of those things, my point is that causes a lot of stress for me, right? So that's something that I notice when I'm highly stressed, my recovery's shit. And if I'm highly stressed, I'm usually not sleeping that well. My recovery goes to shit. Now, there's some issues that you might have. And then there is people who just train too much. Okay, if you think about it, your body, like I said before, your body can adapt and come back to most things. If your goal is to get really, really, really strong and really, really big and muscly, right? You need to create a stimulus up till about a threshold, like just on or just above that threshold of where you have been previously. And once you hit that threshold, that's it. That's all you need to do. Your body's not going to adapt to 30% more effort, like 30% more in intensity and frequency and repetitions and stuff like that. It's just, all it needs is like an extra 5%, and that's going to make the body get a little bit stronger. It's going to allow the body enough stimulus to recover and to come back the next day or the next 2 days stronger, right? So if you're thinking of it from a strength point of view, if you add extra strength in, that's not always a good thing, okay? What I like to do with people, and this is how we program at Royal Fitness, this is how we program when I'm like, say for Steph in particular, who asked the question, when I program for Steph, it's like, hey, last week we did say 50 kilos on the bench, you might've done 3 sets of 3. Next week, we're just gonna do 3 sets of 2 with say 55 or 52 and a half, depending on how you feel. And we'll go by feel, depending more so than go by percentages, because percentages, you know, she might have uni, she might have, you know, she might have had a 21st or a birthday party on the weekend, she's out partying. All that stuff's gonna affect her recovery and it's gonna affect her results and training moving forward. So you have to sort of be able to know, and this is the art of coaching as opposed to just being a programming person. Like a lot of people, there's a lot of personal trainers in the world who have gone out and done their course, but you throw them into a room with 3 different personalities that have done 3 different things, it's very, very hard to program right for all of them and keep them progressing. That's something you learn after years of doing this game, right? It's just something I've picked up. So I'm able to sort of auto-correct and auto-regulate people's training that I train personally, because I can tell, hey, look, you feel like shit. Hey, let's not go for a PB today. You're not going to hit it, right? Or if you do hit it, there's a high risk of injury, right? The next week, they come in completely fresh and I take advantage of that. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's fucking roll, right? So I hope that makes a little bit of sense there. So you've got stress stimulus, you've got food stimulus, you've got sleep stimulus, you've got training stimulus. Now, the other kind of stimulus that people don't realize is when you do, like, say, just strength training, just pure strength training for strength gains, you're gonna get stronger, right? Sometimes people aren't in good enough shape to add more volume, right? And the thing that they need is to add more conditioning and add more endurance-based work to bring up their base fitness, okay? And I spoke about this a little bit with one of the other questions in the last podcast, but if you're struggling to recover, sometimes it could be a fitness thing, right? It might be a game of like increase your cardio fitness, increase your endurance, and you might do that through like adding a side sport in that's completely different to the sport you're doing. It might be running, it might be swimming, it might be some boxing stuff, right? We run the metabolic powers for this reason, okay? People can just do strength training and eat perfectly to lose weight and feel great. There's so many people that have done it. There's a lot of people also that struggle to eat really, really well all the time. And that's where, you know, an extra fitness session might help them boost up their metabolism a little bit, help them go a little bit harder in their strength sessions, and also just sort of counteract that little bit of shit food that they might have had on that day or the following days. So that's another way to look at it. There's so many different ways to plan. It's hard to break it into one specific thing, but I hope that gives you a little bit of insight. Now, overtraining is real, but it's usually a combination. okay? I can guarantee somebody who is on the perfect program for them, if they are having the perfect sleep, they're having the perfect nutrition, they're having the perfect recovery methods, they might be getting a massage once a week, they might be in the float tank 2-3 times a week, an infrared sauna, you know, 2-3 times a week, they might be hydrated, they might be doing self myofascial release, soft tissue work themselves. If you're doing all that and you've got no other outside stresses, it's very unlikely that you'll overtrain. It's very, very unlikely that you'll overtrain, I believe. Now, if you start fucking with any of the stresses, things change. And you need to adjust and learn how to regulate that. And that might be through extra meditation. It might be through, dropping intensity down on one session and going like and doing, say, 4 sessions and then a lighter session rather than 5 hard sessions. Okay, and I hope that makes a little bit of sense. I know that's no definite answer, but it's a question that's changing all the time. Like for an answer, if I answered it for one person right now, even if it was just, say, for me right now, right, I could answer it one way, and in 3 weeks' time, when something hits the fan, like shit hits the fan, or somebody, you know, gets sick or whatever, like that stuff that's going to affect the training, and it's going to affect the stress hormones and the cortisol in my body, and it's going to make me overtrain in an overtraining state. My body will go into that acidic, overtrained, cortisol-based state. So hope that makes a little bit of sense. Now, the part two to the question that Carly asked was, can you get great results training 3 days and eating well? And the answer is yes. Like, so many people in the gym, especially in the strength club side of things, even in the girls side of things, the 2 days a week of strength training and 1 day of conditioning, or 3 days of strength and conditioning mixed together, is plenty if you're eating really, really well. And that's for a body transformation based thing. That's to get lean and fit and just look healthy, feel healthy, and everything go well. Now, what I will say, there is a limit. If you train 2 to 3 days a week and you're trying to train your body to look a certain way, that's absolutely fine. You can lose body fat and stuff through diet, and you can adjust your body fat through diet, right? That's absolutely fine. If you train more, you'll have more likelihood of succeeding at a higher strength and fitness level in itself. So say for me, I train 6 days a week and I usually get 7 sessions in that time. And the way my week is, it's usually 3 strength, 3 jiu-jitsu, 1 sparring or kickboxing or boxing or something like that, right? So I'm getting different modalities, and that's why I can handle the 6-7 days. It's not like I'm just doing strength 6 days a week. I think that's a dumb idea. But if you're doing, say, 2 strength, 2 conditioning, like metabolic power type stuff, and a run, you could absolutely get through on that. And that wouldn't be like that. I highly doubt that would put you in an overtrained state. I think you'd feel pretty good and pretty fit doing that, right? And if you're eating, say, 80% well, you would get great results with that. The flip side, you could increase your nutrition up to, say, 95% well, and have, like, you know, maybe 1 cheat meal a week, maybe 2, depending on how much weight you're trying to lose or how much you're trying to transform. And you could do 3 strength sessions, and you might throw in a few walks on those off days. All right, now that would work. Okay, now I look at training. I used to have veins in my abs when I was like 20, 21. I was ripped. I was really, really ripped. Actually, it was when I was 20 before I went overseas and got fat. And I had veins in my abs. I was fit as hell. Like, I was about 82, 83 kilos, lean, and just really, really, really like what would be classed as elite fitness back then. And what I was doing was my meals would consist of a lot of chicken and broccoli. I was having chicken and broccoli probably twice a day. For dinner, I'd be eating some sort of meat and veg, and maybe adding some rice or potato in there, but very rarely. I was pretty much low carb from, like, I'd eat carbs for breakfast and I wouldn't really eat carbs for the rest of the day. It's almost like a starvation diet. I'd say I had a borderline eating disorder without realizing it. Even though I was eating a lot, I'd say it was an eating disorder because I was so conscious and so aware and so scared of adding certain things in, because it would add maybe possibly a bit of body fat to me. Like, there was stuff that was just freaking me out. So that in itself is not a fun way to live. Now, to get really, really, really lean, I could have eaten like that and done 3 days a week. But now I look at the whole thing of, like, I would prefer, and this is how I look at training does a few things for me. It puts me in a position of power. I feel fantastic after I train. I feel fantastic after I've lifted some weights or I've done some sort of like conditioning based work, whether it's through martial arts or through skipping or running or whatever. I feel like a heap of endorphins going through and I feel awake and alert and like a new man. So it changes my mood. I could be in a shit mood and then I train and I feel fantastic. I feel clear, everything's great. So I train for the power aspect. So that's why I train now. Now, people train for different reasons, and I get that. But if you can understand why you train and your main reason for training, that's a game changer. So you might look at it and be like, oh, I can do 3 days and I can eat, you know, really, really, really well and get leaner. But you might be better off doing 6 days of different variation stuff, getting to places, you know, getting into a place where you feel good mentally. If that's the goal, and you would be able to eat some sort of comfort food, and you might be at, say, like 80 to 90% in your diet, you would still get really, really lean, and you would have that effect of that power and that shift in your body that's creating those energies that you want to feel each and every day. So that's how I look at that. It's definitely possible, Carls, but I would suggest to just make sure you know why you're training and why you're doing it. And look, those off days training, that might be a walk to make you feel really good, and that's absolutely fine. So I hope that helps out. I hope that sheds some light on some of the overtraining principles that I believe. My main takeaway from this, and the best results that I've had since I've added floating in, that's why it's in, it's for my stress, to keep my stress down, and to keep my body recovering fast, my mind recovering fast. That's been the best thing. So if you can think about it from a sleep, a meditation, a mindfulness point of view, if that's the issue that you need to fix is the stress side, that's something you should do. Definitely add it in. Like I've increased my floats. For the next 3 months, I've committed to do 50 floats. Now that's an average of 4 a week. I'm planning on hitting 5 a week where I can, maybe 6. And the reason I'm doing that, spending 6 hours in isolation, is so I can explode in my body and explode in the business side of things and explode in my mental side of things and make sure I'm clear for my relationship. So that does it across the board. Now, as I wrap this up, I want you to take out a piece of paper or take out your phone notes or whatever you need to do. Share this with somebody. You're going to come out and you're going to write down where in your life are you overtraining, in brackets, like in quotation marks. Where in your life are you biting off more than you can chew? And then part two to that is, what is the one thing that if you just started to make a shift on and improve on, would all of those symptoms go away? Okay, if you can work that shit out, you will change tremendously over the long term. So hope that helps out a little bit, guys. If you can share this podcast up with anybody who you think might benefit from this, that would be fantastic. It's the only way we can keep this podcast rolling. I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate the questions, girls, and I'll be chatting to you all very, very shortly. I'll see you in the gym when I can. Bye.